Is this, was it only the white men?
Captain.
Yeah, I mean, did white men call each other captain, or was it usually a black man addressing a white man?
Well, depends upon the position here. A black man always said Captain so and so. Captain, he addressed him as Captain so and so.
Now, even though the man was not a captain in anything?
That's right. Okay.
This was a kind of a, well, I guess, carryover from foreman.
Foreman, that's right.
I see. Now, but this was usually from one race to another?
To another one.
You think?
I think so.
Okay. And a black man would not call another black man Captain?
No, Captain.
I see. Okay. Do they still do this in the South? Very much was this old use?
Well, this is old use. They don't do it too much now. You know, used to be regular putting live with a what he called that. That's a captain, call him captain, something like that. But that's been paid.
You mean like maybe a tenant farmer to the man that owned the land?
Right.
I see. A man who goes, a boy, a child who goes to school is a. He's a student.
Student for school.
All right. A girl who takes dictation from a man is a. Takes dictation. She works for a man. She's had a business course and she goes to work for a man. Typing.
She's a maid. Not a maid, but she's a.
In an office. She's his.
She's a bookkeeper. What do you call her?
Secretary
or something like that.
Okay. Fine. If you are born in the United States, you are what kind of citizen? You are an.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
You're an. You're an American.
An American of America.
Okay. All right. Is there anything that people call poor white people? You know, kind of a joking way they refer to them?
Yeah, no. Call them pecs and all that kind of stuff.
Pecs?
Pecs.
Do they ever call them poor white trash or.
Oh, he didn't make me. Yeah, he didn't have an old poor pig.
Oh.
Yeah, that often.
Well, do white people use this, or does it black people refer to?
White people too. I hear white people use that.
How about that?
That's right.
I haven't heard that before either. Is there anything that's used to refer to a rustic, a country person? Like maybe a cracker, or in Georgia it's a redneck.
Well, I hear them called that. I hear them all that. I hear them call them redneck, and I hear them all that number, old poor cracker, and all that kind of stuff. I hear them all use that. Get all that kind of you.
Okay, we're right down toward the end. Now I want to ask you about some parts of the body to see how they're pronounced over here. This part of my head is my
skull.
Well, the outside. This.
That's your skin out here.
Yeah,
forehead.
Sorry.
Forehead.
Yeah, that's what I'm driving for. Okay, and this is my
hair.
All right, and if I had a man, I might grow long.
Whiskers, beard, or whatever you want to call it.
All right, this is
side
my.
Side bone, yeah.
Which one?
Left ear.
And this is my.
Right.
All right. My right what? My right.
Right ear.
Okay. He said right one. this is my. What
mouth.
I'm talking with is my.
Mouth.
This is my. This whole thing is my.
Throat.
That's the inside.
What's
the outside?
Skin and the throat.
And this is my head is held up by my
neck.
All right. What's this thing?
Goozle.
Yeah. one of these is a
tooth.
All right. And they're held in by my
gum. All
right. This part of my hand is the
thumb.
And this is a
this.
These are two.
Two. This.
All right, now this, the whole thing from here up is my
hand.
All right, and two?
Two hands.
All right. When you have a place that'll bend, like a knee or an elbow.
Elbow.
Yeah, you call that a
joint.
All right. In a man, this part is his
chest, breast.
And this is either
shoulder.
One.